Good morning and welcome to Strictly Marketing Talk Radio. I am your host, Carrie Heaps, and I am so excited that you are able to join us this morning. We have got a fabulous guest lined up. Michelle Dutroux is going to be joining us to talk about her podcast, The Game Changer podcast, and she will be with us in just a moment. I have a few quick announcements for everyone. I would like to go ahead and welcome our new members for Strictly Women in Marketing, our new spin-off site of the magazine. Want to welcome Alicia Waters and Diane Helbig. Welcome aboard, ladies, and we're very excited to help you with your marketing efforts and get you more media exposure. If you're looking for more media exposure, we would love for you to check out the website. It's strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org. And that is a very long link, so it is in the show notes as well. You can click on that and learn more about how you can get more media exposure for your business. And you can also download our free audio download, the top 5 tips for gaining more media coverage. That is a free download. You just have to sign up for it, and you can go directly to our site and learn more about getting more media coverage. I would like to also welcome our new sponsor, Flashbank. Flashbank Credit Card Processing Services. We're extremely excited to have Flashbank aboard with us. Flashbank is credit card processing. They provide low-cost credit card processing solutions. They provide all major credit card brands, including Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, Diners Club, and JCB. Flashbank does view all their merchants as partners. They strive to provide the best pricing to them and be as clearly and as fairly as anyone can be in the merchant provider business. There's no hidden fees or any type of runaround with them. I have them as my merchant provider as well on a personal note. There's just honest, a lot of integrity, a lot of commitment on their part to making sure it is a great experience for the merchant. If you'd like to get a quote from them, please fill out the form. There's a link in the show notes that will take you to a form. Just fill it out, and one of the Flashbank representatives will get back with you to provide a quote for you. They do have a great guarantee on their low prices. If they can't reduce your credit card processing cost, they will write you a check for $250. So be sure to check them out if you are shopping around for a new merchant service provider. And today our guest is Michelle Dutroux. Michelle is joining us today to talk about her podcast, The Game Changer Podcast. Her blog, Inner North Star, and soon to be some online courses on her site as well, they were established by Michelle, who is no stranger to pursuing her dreams. Nothing should hold a person back from doing whatever it is that they want to do, and I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. She is a military veteran by the age of 22. Michelle joined the fire department at age 35, despite her petite 5'4" frame, and the fact that most firefighters are men, that didn't bother Michelle. She was determined to pursue her dreams, which now include helping others to do the same. She spent more than a decade working in the field of preventative medicine after leaving the fire department, an experience that has spurred her to emphasize the importance of good health as she works to inspire and motivate others to pursue their passions in life. And I do want to welcome to the show Michelle Dutroux. Michelle, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you for that introduction, Carrie. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm so excited to have you on the show to talk about the Game Changer podcast. What an exciting podcast you have put together, providing so much value for the listeners. And also, too, on a personal note, you know, for the actual guests that you have on the show, just listening to some of the other guests that you have interviewed, you have just got such a great lineup, and they're really providing great content for everyone.
I appreciate that. You know, when I decided to start this, it was after, as you mentioned, I was in private practice for the better part of a decade. And regardless of why someone came to see me, it was interesting. The kind of a commonality that a lot of folks had was feeling a lack of fulfillment or purpose in life. And I think we all know that if we feel that way, you know, here comes depression, here comes ill health. And while that was a great segment of people, there was also this fraction of people that really had an inspired, exciting life that they loved and were passionate about. And every time I spoke with one of those people, I thought, gosh, I wish I had recorded this conversation, because these folks over here would be so inspired to hear that and to be able to hear that one person truly can make a difference, and that the difference between having an unfulfilling life and a fulfilling life is really making a couple of different decisions. And that really was the foundation of the podcast, was finding people who are game changers, who truly are making a difference, just as one person in some way. And then other folks that I feel are experts in the field of mindset that can speak to what it takes to have a game-changing mindset, whether that's getting past limiting beliefs, or the interview that you and I did on focus, which, by the way, Carrie, I checked right before our conversation, and your and my interview is my highest rated podcast interview to date. So if you haven't checked it out, you should check out the Carrie Heaps interview on the Game Changer podcast. It was just last, a Monday ago. Folks like you who are game changers in their own right and can speak to a mindset that it's going to take to be able to pursue that passion are the folks that I'm interviewing. So, appreciate that.
Well, wonderful. And thank you for sharing those stats with me. That's always very exciting. And I'm always happy that people find good value in whatever conversation or topic that I'm being interviewed on, or, you know, also being the interviewee or interviewer case. And also too, you know, you were talking about, you know, why, kind of going back, why you started your show. And what I found very interesting, and I was actually speaking with someone today about your show, and it really gave me a great opportunity, because normally, you know, as someone who gets interviewed quite a bit, I'm usually being interviewed on follow-up techniques, networking tips, you know, marketing tips, which I believe provide great value for people. But your show gave me that opportunity to talk about, you know, what we talked about, focus, which is something that is very important. I think there's so many other elements, like you pointed out, to having your own business and to being, you know, being a success in your career or in your business that most people just don't think about. Like, you know, for example, you know, the salespeople or, you know, entrepreneurs, that, you know, we need to have a good grasp on sales techniques and, you know, following through on our systems and things of that nature. But there's other things that are involved in that too, because focus is a very important topic. You've had other people on your show that are offering, you know, great information, like you were talking about, just different issues and things that can come up. Did that factor into your decision of what your podcast was going to be about?
It did, you know, because I knew through the, like I said, a greater part of a decade in conversation, let alone the whole of my life has really been spent in fascination of two things. One, why people do what they do. And equally as fascinating, why people don't do the things they don't do, especially when we know we should. And for some reason, we don't. Right. And so I was really intrigued by these folks that had a really, like I said, inspiring life. But I paid particular attention to the specific mindset that they had, and that was the difference. There were, like I said, it's just a couple of things. There's a couple of things to tweak in your mindset, or in the way that you see things, or the meaning that you have assigned events that have taken place in your life. And when those couple of changes get made, boy, everything changes. And so I really wanted to delve into deeply those mindset factors, whether it's being present, focus, limiting beliefs, dealing with fear, because you can have a great vision, but if you don't have the right mindset or know what it's going to take to have that mindset, then that dream either will never come to fruition, or it could fail when it shouldn't have, just because of these other things over here. So it's kind of split 50-50 between the why you should go after your passion, and then the other half is the how. So how are we going to make this happen? So that's really the foundation of it.
And that's so great that you shared that. And it kind of leads a little bit into my next question about who would benefit the most from listening to your podcast, because I immediately think of just, you know, really anybody could benefit from it, because the topics that you're covering can relate to so many different people, no matter where they're at in their career or their business.
Exactly. And so the obvious right off the bat is somebody who has an unfulfilling life, right? Somebody that gets to a point that says, gosh, I've worked my whole life, or I've gone to school for however long, and I thought that once I had the house and the kids and the dog and made X amount of money and the second home in Aspen, whatever it is, yet I have all those things, and I'm still left waking up every morning saying, well, is this really all there is? Is this really the point? So there's that group of people that really was the catalyst of people that feel that no matter what I do, no matter what I attain, I still have this sense of not being fulfilled. That's a big portion. And then another portion is folks that are really going after their dream, but feel a lot of challenges and a lot of hurdles and sometimes think, gosh, is this worth it? I'm really trying very hard. And either there's more challenges than what I thought, or I don't know how to get past some of them. So it's keeping people that also are on that charge moving forward and in the right direction, whether it's kind of course correcting them on maybe they're getting a little off track with something, or reaffirming whatever they are doing to keep on the mission and to keep after it. So you're right. It really doesn't matter how old you are or where you are in that spectrum. I think there's great benefit from the folks that I've had the great fortune of speaking with that are incredibly helpful no matter what.
Great. And what do you think is the, if you had an ultimate goal of your show, what would you share with everyone that the goal is?
It really is to inspire people to make a difference. That at the end of the day, from my experience, if you want a fulfilling life, if you want to leave a legacy that you're proud of, it comes down to contribution. That the more that you have, really the goal is that means that there's more that you can do. And I don't mean that you have to be a millionaire before you can go out and make a difference. You can look at Mother Teresa, right? I mean, you don't have to have any money to be able to make a difference. Whatever you have, wherever you are, there's a way you can contribute right now. Even if it's just to one other person, it doesn't have to be as big as your community or certainly globally. You can make a difference in one person's life. And when people get that maybe if I'm feeling, like I said, that I'm unfulfilled or that I'm wondering what the point of this is, my challenge would be, to what degree are you contributing back? And once that ratio changes, once you give back and put a smile on someone else's face or make a difference in somebody else's life somehow, I will tell you that comes back at you 100-fold. So that's really what it is. The tagline to the podcast is, you know, the Game Changer Podcast, inspiring you to make a difference. And so it's getting people to think, how am I showing up in the world? And in whose life am I making a difference today?
And that's so important. And I think especially as a business owner, and I would hope that other people who have their own business that are listening to this podcast would, you know, take this to heart. You know, giving back is a huge thing. And it doesn't, you know, just like you were talking about, you know, what you're doing, you know, whether it's mentoring someone, you know, because we do a lot of that. We try to mentor a lot of people who intern with us, and also to people who come to us that, you know, just have a question or they need a little bit of help. And it's, you know, to me, I feel like it's part of the reason that I'm here. I'm here to help them. And if I can help them go to the next level, that's wonderful. I'm glad that I was a part of that. And I think sometimes we mix up, you know, helping people versus, you know, being giving back with being, you know, maybe taken advantage of. You know, some people feel like, well, you know, I'm working for a living. I shouldn't have to do that. But I still think, you know, there's still a fine line there. And I think that everyone can benefit from, you know, giving back a little bit in their own way.
Exactly. And really, for some people, it's monetarily. For some people, it's time. Right? Whatever it is, but I will tell you that the people that I know for a fact are the most happy, have the most fulfilling life, and truly feel that they're living a life of purpose are the people that are contributing the greatest. And like I said, this doesn't have to be financially. So if you're listening and, you know, you're just getting by, I can tell you, you could spend time with somebody who truly just time paying attention to them could change their world. Do that. Right, whatever it is, in some way, there is a way right now in your life today you can make a difference in someone else's life. I guarantee it. And that, doing that on a consistent basis, that in and of itself is a game changer. Absolutely.
It is definitely, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of the other great guests that you have coming down the pipeline for, for the coming new year. It's very exciting. Which that also brings me to another question, because I know that your podcast is still fairly new, but are you going to have opportunities for companies that are looking at doing a sponsorship or maybe advertising opportunities for your podcast? Are you looking at doing something like that in the future?
That's a possibility down the road. It's not my first goal by any stretch. As you had mentioned about online courses, my very first goal, and this actually was supposed to launch before the podcast did. So hopefully here I have online courses that people can find on InterNorth Star right around the first of the year. That really is getting that off the ground is my first goal. I want to get a little more time behind me and under this little more roots in this podcast before I would really consider monetizing that. But certainly, at some point down the road, like I said, there's a direct correlation to the more you have, the more you can give back. So that's always on my radar is what is the greatest good that I can do? And that's like it or not, that's absolutely directly tied to monetizing and multiple streams of income. Means multiple ways that we can give back. So it's on my radar, just not the highest priority right now, but it's there.
Okay, great. And what if someone wants to be a guest on your show? What do they need to do?
A couple of things. One, I'd love to know why you feel you're a game changer, right? What's your why? How are you changing the game? Who are you changing it for? That's huge for me, and I love people's stories, and they inspire me immensely. So I would love for someone to write to me and say, "Hey, here's how I'm making a difference, and here's how I'm changing the game." Or another one, if somebody truly is an expert in the field of mindset, maybe they are a life coach, they're a psychologist, whatever it is, whatever their venue is, their background, that they've worked with many people in getting past a certain hurdle. I would love to speak with them as well because game-changing mindset, like I said, is a big component of this show. And either one, if somebody feels that they identify with either one of those categories, they can write to me at the InterNorth Star website is probably the best and the quickest way to get a hold of me, which is Michelle at InterNorthStar.com, which I know how you roll. I'm sure it'll be in show notes. So that'd be the easiest way.
You do know how I roll. It will be in show notes, absolutely, and a link to your website as well. And just to kind of add to that note, I would say, to anybody that is interested in being a guest on your show, definitely listen to one of the podcasts. I think that's very important to, get an idea of what your show is about and, what you're really looking for and what your listeners are looking for. And you have some great past episodes that are on your website as well that people can pick and choose from. So I think that's a great idea for people to go on there and listen to one of the podcasts first too.
Yep, I appreciate that. And they toggle back and forth. So it goes game changer, game changing mindset. And if you look at the episodes, they're very clearly lined up. So if you're looking specific on mindset or you're looking specific on game changer, you get pretty clear as to which episode is which. So I appreciate that.
And Michelle, that where can I mean, when people want to tune in, obviously they can go to the Game Changer podcast website, but you also have the show on a few other outlets too, correct? Where they can
It's
tune
on
in.
iTunes and Stitcher. Yeah, exactly. And you can listen on my website. However, iTunes doesn't have visibility of that. And to stay current in rankings, which means that the higher up you are in the rankings, the easier it is to find. So I would really appreciate it if folks would jump on iTunes and in the search bar type in the Game Changer podcast, and you'll see an icon. It's got fish. Bunch of goldfish swimming in one direction and one blackfish swimming in the other direction. That's usually how you can identify it fairly quickly. If you would listen to it there, and if they are interested and care to subscribe or leave a review, that would be great as well. Like I said, all of these things are what keeps shows highest rated in iTunes, so that other folks that are looking for inspiration have visibility of what those shows are. So yes, thank you for bringing that up.
And if you could only offer, I love to ask all of my guests this, if you could only offer one piece of advice to business owners, what would that be and why?
Believe in your dream, without a doubt. I have the word believe written everywhere. And in fact, if you looked around my house, I don't think you could scan more than 10 feet without seeing on a sign, on a placard, in a print, some way, shape, or form, the word believe. In fact, my license plate to my car says believe. So when I say what is the single most important thing, it's whatever it is that is your passion, whatever it is that is your dream, that is your calling, that most fires you up in the morning or when you think about it throughout the day, believe in that. And no matter what naysayers show up, no matter what challenges or hurdles or whatever may come your way, understand that your particular calling, your particular passion, what you were put here on the earth to do is no accident. And if you believe within all your heart that that's why you're here and that's what you should do, the right people and the resources and everything that you need will show up when it should. But you have to believe. You have to believe to the core of your soul. And when you feel that, and it's not just a thought, it truly is a feeling. When you believe that with all of your heart, oddly, the naysayers and the doubters start to fall away because they get it, right? Naysayers and doubters prey on people who look indecisive. They prey on people that they can easily sway or talk out of whatever that is. So if there's one thing, it's, hey, whatever it is, believe that with all of your heart and absolutely it will come true. I'm not saying it will always be a walk in the park. It won't be, right? That's kind of why I have this podcast, is to inspire you to stay on course. But don't ever let doubt creep in your mind. Believe whatever it is you are meant to do, you are meant to do, and follow it to the fullest that your heart's capacity can possibly do.
That is fabulous advice, Michelle. I really appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. And, you know, if you could, just in closing, share your website again, and also to anything that you have coming up, any new guests that you'd like to tell us about on your show, or even you were talking about some of the classes, if we can anticipate any of those anytime soon.
Sure. So I'll go in reverse order. So some upcoming guests that I have, because we're coming up into the holidays, the rest of the podcast throughout the year are, for the most part, I have one minor little deviation, but for the most part are all targeted around relationships, because this can for folks be a bit of a stressful time coming into the holidays, are kind of strategies around more meaningful relationships, deepening our relationships, how to be more present with the people that we are with. So you'll see a lot of shows over the next few weeks really targeted to that as a topic or a theme, if you will. As far as what's coming up, the best way to stay in tune with what's coming up and what's coming out, as well as any offers that I may have or free things that aren't available that I don't advertise on Facebook or Twitter, really is to subscribe to my newsletter. And that can be found at innernorthstar.com. Just hit the subscribe button as soon as it pops up. You really can't miss it. And that way you get notified of what's coming up or what's going on, as well as what guests are coming up on the show. So you can look forward to that. And as far as what's coming up, like I said a couple of times now, online courses. This is really for people that the focus of this is people that say, I want to just restart my life. It's time for a reboot. Whatever I have going on isn't working, or I'd like to do a career change, or maybe I'm in a relationship that I know is not working and I just want to wipe the slate clean and start over, but I don't even know where to start. It's kind of a 90-day program of basically restarting, whether it's the whole of your life, whether it's your health, whether it's your environment, your career. It really is a sort of a program and a plan of what to do, what to think about, and how to get there. So that's the point of that online course, targeted for, gosh, I really hope sometime in very early January. And then I have a book that I've been working on for some time, all in the same vein, that should be probably second quarter of 2016. Again, if you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll find out more information as that gets closer.
Wonderful. Well, definitely we are going to be looking for those online classes and for your book. I'm so excited for you and everything that you are providing to the community online and offline, and just so happy that you were able to join us and be part of our show today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And like I said, jump on the Game Changer podcast. Carrie's interview is the highest rated that I have. So jump on over and listen to it. So I appreciate you immensely and everything that you have not only done for my podcast, but for me personally offline as well. I mean, if you guys don't know, you got to become a part of what she's doing, because I've yet to meet somebody more helpful professionally in a short period of time than I have with Carrie. So jump on board with what she's doing. She really walks the talk. I can't more tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for me. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that, and I'm just so happy that we were able to, you know, help you when we could, and look forward to continuing our business relationship. And I was glad that you were able to join us today on our show. So, looking forward to having you back on as soon as your book is done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We're so happy that you were able to tune in and join us today. And in closing, I just want to make sure everyone knows as well that we might be switching up our platform. You will still be able to find our show on Podomatic, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I believe it's on there as well. But we are going to be switching it up, and I will have more details. I'll be sharing those via social media. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, we are wishing you continued success. We'll be right back.